IBM Podcast Software Group.
Welcome to the podcast about working smarter on a smarter planet. Building a smarter planet is IBM's point of view on how interconnected technologies are changing the way the world literally works. Especially in times of changes, it is essential that infrastructures and business processes are dynamic and flexible. We had the opportunity to talk with Gary Gommersal, SOA sales leader of the IBM Northeast IoT. He explains what IBM means by working smarter and how the technologies provided by IBM support the existing issues.
Well, first of all, let's first recognize where we are today in terms of not just the worldwide economic situation, but in terms of how we are using the scarce resources on our planet. So IBM's vision can kind of be summarized in terms of the need to work with business, work with industry, work with individuals around how we improve the ability to interconnect applications and systems together between people, companies, and institutions, how we connect man-made systems with nature's systems. And fundamentally, we talk in terms of three I's, the need to interconnect, we need the need to instrument what we're doing so we can actually build more informed view of intelligent systems. So those three themes around interconnectivity, instrumentation and intelligent are core to what IBM's talking about when we talk about smarter planet.
As an example for inefficient systems which should be improved, he mentions the needless traffic in the streets of New York City.
And we don't need to look very hard to find opportunities to do a better job in terms of smarter planet. 45% of the traffic in New York City is due to cars encircling Manhattan trying to find a parking space. So not actually going anywhere useful, but consuming time, burning energy, polluting the atmosphere, simply driving around trying to find a parking space. So clearly, there's a smarter way around how we would manage those types of environments. We've done some example in the city of Stockholm around road charging and road charge taxis to actually build a smarter way of encircling.
The questions how to build smarter businesses and how to drive changes inside our businesses are crucial to make business processes smarter. According to Gary Gommersal, dynamic infrastructures, dynamic business processes and smarter collaboration are important factors to optimize the business performance. SOA builds the foundation for this advancement.
We've spoken as IBM for some time around service-oriented architecture as a vehicle for improving agility at the technology level as well as at the business service level. And an extension of that is to look at how we actually inform and make business models more agile. So business model innovation is a key driver for business performance, but it's also a key driver and key characteristic of a smarter work environment. If you can actually build IT systems and build business processes that can be focused on how you drive business model innovation, then that's kind of nets out to being smarter in terms of how you approach business problems and how you actually build improvements to competitiveness for a particular industry and a particular business. Transitioning that into a view of business process, to kind of look at how you go about implementing change bounded by a business process, we then have a view around key performance indicators. Key performance indicators around how you support those SLAs, again, are key in driving improvements to customer satisfaction, driving improvements to your accommodate change. So the three key pillars of smarter work for IBM are around dynamic infrastructure, so SOA at the core of the IT architecture, dynamic business process, and then smarter collaboration between the teams involved to drive a better business outcome overall, which actually impacts the business model potentially. And that's, if you can do that, you profoundly impact your business performance.
Another aspect of some of the changes and responses of working smarter in the workspace is around how you manage and respond to business events. Gary Gommersal illustrates this through the following case.
For example, you're a manufacturer with a distribution channel and you're distributing your goods via road in lorries to retailers across the country. And you're kind of instrumenting the truck with GPS signals. So turns out in this particular day, there's bad weather or there's a problem with the truck. So he has a breakdown, he has a flat tire. GPS signal coordinates with a particular delivery time, shows that he's going to be late. So we're able to intercept that business event or set of business event to say, to inform a somebody at the distributor calling the retailer to renegotiate a delivery time. So that's a very simple, very basic and very common example of where business events can occur. But if you're working smart, you can turn it to your advantage as a, in this case, a distributor, a supplier, to be more collaborative, to be more insightful, to be more able to support, if you like, retailer satisfaction in this case, to make sure they're not, they may be inconvenienced, but at least they're not unclear in terms of what's happening. So keeping people informed and driving that insight is an area that we focus on around WebSphere business events.
The product strategy has its focus on supporting dynamic business processes through situational business applications. One way to work smarter is to use IBM BlueWorks for a smarter collaboration.
So one way that we're promoting as part of our impact launches this year is around this thing called IBM BlueWorks, which is essentially an area whereby you can try out some of the tools around business process and business process modeling, but also share in your community with some peers in the industry and some industry models and best practice that we're publishing through that vehicle. So it's a cloud-based environment, very new, but a great way to actually, in a very tame and benign environment, to try out and start to model and codify your business process and actually look at how you can actually build a better understanding between your teams internally, but also with external communities. So it's very much a collaboration play as much as a business process management play, but it's designed, as I say, to be able to allow you an opportunity to go in there and start to build out a view of a business process. You know, look at how you might begin to model your as-is process and look at modeling some changes to that process, you know, the to-be state, through BlueWorks. That's one of the key announcements we've made this year, and it's a very interesting tool.
At this point, we would like to thank Gary Gomersall for his interesting remarks. For more information, please visit our website.